All you care brown. About me, so you put me on fucking Shark Week.
Yeah, he's like, you feed me to the sharks.
I thought he said a Shark Tank.
Right,
I thought it was a Shark Tank talking to people, trying to sell Titan Ranch or something.
Get in the cage.
Get in the cage.
And dodge
the
shark. Dodge it.
No, put him to sleep.
Welcome to Hot Boxing. I'm Zab Judah.
And I'm Mike Tyson, baby.
And I'm Dana White.
And we having some fun. Let's get into it.
So, right. So, listen, Dana, man, what's going on? The epidemic slowing shit down? Or what's happening, man? I don't know what.
It didn't slow me down. We're killing it right now and have been through the whole thing. But, you know, it's a pain in the ass. But other than that, our business is doing just fine.
So listen, man, I like the heavyweights today. I saw Derrick Lewis do the devastating
you know
knockout.
What? A real good question.
Did you see that fight?
What's one of the...
Did you see Derrick Lewis fight?
No, I didn't see that fight.
That was the fight of the year.
Heavyweights.
Knockout?
Knockout.
Vicious. A Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson style knockout.
Sleeping. He was sleeping.
Night, night, baby.
But know what scared me? The second punch he hit him with.
Oh.
You know, it didn't look like it hit him.
You're right.
He hit
him with a couple after, two.
Yeah, it was two. That first, oh, God.
Them always the ones, the second and third punch, they do the most damage.
It was when he was out, and he got hit with two more when he was out.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'm glad he's okay after that. But listen, who are you looking forward to him fighting? I want to see him fight the guy with the Russian last name, the black guy, the big, strong guy with the Russian last name.
Yeah. Rozenstruik, you're thinking of.
So what else, man? What else? Who do you want to have? What fight do you want? What is
what
your fight?
What fight do you want to see happen?
I mean, a lot of the fights that I want to see, I'm working on right now to happen. You know, Wei Li Zhang. You know, our Chinese world champion. Yeah, we want her and Rose Namajunas. So hopefully we can get that done.
Tough.
Exactly. That'll be a great fight. And if she beats Rose Namajunas, everybody wants to see her move up and fight Valentina Shevchenko, which is another great fight.
Yes, but listen, Rose is not going to be a walkover.
You're absolutely right.
Rose is not going to be a walkover.
It's a great fight.
Heavyweight.
So beautiful to be so vicious.
Exactly.
It's so beautiful. It's a doll baby.
Exactly.
Golly.
Beautiful little girl that looks like if you saw her over there.
It's going to eat your heart.
Exactly.
It's going to destroy you.
She's a badass. We got to talk about something else so Zab can get in the conversation. You don't know about this UFC shit.
Man.
But I love UFC. I'm a big fan. I love UFC. So at heavyweight, what's one of your dream matches that you would like to see happen?
Well, I mean, the fight that everybody wants to see, Stipe Miocic is going to fight Francis Ngannou.
But he already beat him, right?
Yes, he beat him France. Once, exactly. Stipe beat him once.
So the rematch.
And they're doing the rematch, and whoever wins will fight John Jones at heavyweight, and that's what everybody wants to see. John Jones' first fight at heavyweight will be for the heavyweight title against one of those guys.
John is a
problem. Who do you think he has a better chance against?
I don't know, man. It's hard to deny Jones. I mean, the guy has been...
Vicious.
One of the best in the world, you know, since
it's
he started.
So long. Yeah.
But, I mean, you guys know better than anybody. Moving up a weight class, especially with the big boys like
that,
it's tough to do.
But he's vicious. He carried the attitude and the power with him.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
And he's so well-rounded. He's such a talented guy. Freak athlete.
Yes. But there's going to come a time, like a guy like Ganya, they're going to hit him.
Yep.
And then we're going to say, can he take the heavyweight punches? It's gonna happen.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
They're very aggressive too, so they're gonna be able to lay hands on him. So we're gonna see what he really has.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Question: how do you feel about the UFC? Like when these celebrity fights happen, when a UFC fighter fights a YouTube fighter, or
did that ever happen?
Yeah.
Well, there's a kid right now that's fighting that kid Jake Paul. One of our fighters who's retired.
But he's boxing,
and he's
right?
a wrestler.
He's boxing or he's wrestling?
He's boxing against him, and this kid's a wrestler.
And the guy has to wrestle with boxing
right,
gloves.
Right.
Yeah.
Has to wear gloves? Well, he should box a boxer then.
Boxer.
But, fucking, listen, let's be honest. Jake Paul isn't a fucking boxer. This guy's a fucking YouTube kid.
But he's going to bring 75 million people
to watch. I
watched
him. He be working hard, though, Dana. Dana,
he's a great fighter.
He be working hard. I watched him. I seen him put it together.
Zab, no bullshit.
I'm just saying.
No bullshit. You're hanging out with the kid you know him. You know him, whatever.
Yeah.
So you're saying he can fight?
Yes.
All right. There you go. See, Zab Judah said he
can
fight.
That is a very broad question.
But who can he fight?
Right. When you say fight, can he fight?
No, wait. Fuck yeah, can this fight. Fucking guy fight over here with the camera?
Yes, he can fight. Yes, right. He can fight. You know what I'm saying?
Can this kid fight?
Now, can he fight Mike Tyson?
Can you know this kid fight? Listen, I get it. You're in a bad position right now because you hang out with the kid. You know him at the gym and shit. You don't want to shit all over the kid.
No, no, no.
Can this kid fight?
Dana, one thing about me, you know, I shoot straight shit.
Can he fight?
The boy can fight.
So let me tell you about this kid. So the kid that he's going to fight is a wrestler. You know, a real good wrestler, decorated wrestler. But he's actually fought real guys. He's been a world champion in other organizations in MMA.
It's gonna be an interesting test.
Yeah,
for
but
him,
it's different though, Dana. When you standing up and you know from wrestling and standing up and letting him hand fly. One thing I can't say about him, he got hands.
Yeah,
he got hands. I'm not joking. He got hands.
He's very exciting, but I want to see him fight again.
Yeah, I want to see him fight again.
I know. Me too. I'm interested too.
Yeah, so
he talks a lot of shit.
Oh man, well, he does. That's why he got like 75 million views that watches him every time he goes on.
They watch him. Then I watch it for no reason.
We're gonna find out. We're gonna find out here pretty soon.
Yeah. Now
let me tell you what. I hope you can bet on this thing because I'll bet $1 million.
Oh, here we go.
That he loses this fucking fight.
Dana White.
$1 million. That he loses this fight.
$1 million.
So I hope we can bet on this.
I love this guy, Paul. This guy, look, he got a million bucks out here. It's
beautiful. Danny's not playing. Look at this. He went crazy with it. Okay, so now we know how you feel about the
baby blue-eyed assassin.
Yeah. So what else is up? What else we got going on?
That's it, man. I just went on a vacation with my kids, had a great time, and now back to work. We went to Jackson Hole.
Wyoming. God, that's where the real rich people will be. We can't call people rednecks no more, right? But these are the real rich white people. Oh, this is an interesting place. This place is so interesting.
Where the rich white people go.
Oh, this is that's where they breathe there. They don't go there. They bred there.
They breathe there.
Hey, let me tell you what.
Right, they don't go there. They bred there.
My kids love snowboarding. I went there. I hate the cold, man. I'm too old for the cold. I can't. I don't fucking snowboard, ski, or do any of that.
It's too cold. We can't go here no more.
Yeah, cold. I can't do cold. I moved to California because I'm from Brooklyn, but I can't do no cold.
I got kids. I'll do anything for my kids. That's why I went.
Though, right? Isn't that so much fun out there?
What do you do out there?
But you can go out there. You go horse riding. I like
In the summer.
Horseback riding.
Yeah, in the summer there's all kinds. You know, whitewater rafting and.
So in the winter
winters is one thing you can do, and that's it. Well, your snowmobile too,
snowmobile,
all that shit.
See the animals. See the eagles and all that shit.
It's a beautiful place.
That's what I love. The eagles,
but I like it in the summer, not in the winter. You spending more time in California now or here?
I want to go back to here. California just got me. I'm just so lonely over there. You know, I know I'm getting working out and everything, but I'm just lonely. I need to be here where I can hang out with my kids and chill out with them.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody's just locked up out there, huh?
And I even got come through with that, but just I'm really lonely out there.
Because the family's here?
Well, we're out there too, but it's not like here. We have our friends here, our neighbors.
I understand.
We have Dab and, you know, it's just not.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Traveling the world, seeing everything.
I'm trying to think.
But wait a minute. I'm trying to think of this young lady name. She's a woman's fighter.
From where?
I think she's Asian, a UFC fighter.
No. Weili Zhang, the champion?
Yeah.
Weili Zhang.
She can take some punches too.
She's a bad girl.
No. But wait a minute. She has a rival. What's the other girl that we talking
Joanna
about?
Joanna Young Jacek.
Come on, man. I'm tapped in. So. I seen this one night, you know, just laying there watching them, and then they were showing, like, I like how you put it together where they show the knockouts of both people. And I was like, whoa, this is gonna be some shit. Tell me about that fight.
Yeah, so that last year was the fight of the year. Fight of the year last year, those two went to war. Joanna Jędrzejczyk ended up getting a hematoma where her entire forehead came out to here.
That's
kept fighting. They both fought like dogs.
I seen that one time done in boxing with Hussein Rahman.
Yeah.
That happened one time. Right, so that's how...
Hers was worse than his.
Yeah, I seen that. She had almost like the whole head go up. Yeah,
but she's still willing to fight, though.
Yeah,
and they still went five rounds toe-to-toe, nonstop, punching.
What were you thinking at that time when you seen that?
I was going crazy, man. I was going crazy during that fight. It was one of the best fights you'll ever see.
I know there had to be like a moment you was like, oh, my God.
Hope nobody looking around
like, who can I call? Like, the corner man, somebody, stop the fight, help him. You know what I mean?
Incredible.
I know that had to be phenomenal.
They are two both badass women, man. Badass women.
Crazy. The women have so much courage.
Now, the women's fights are some of the best, man.
They're some of the best fights, right?
Yeah. These women are super technical, tough, and they have a huge chip on their shoulder. It's almost like they feel like they have to prove something more than the men.
Of all time, of all the shows you put on, who's your best guy that you'd like to see perform?
I mean, it's hard not to say Conor McGregor. I mean, Conor McGregor comes out and puts on a show. The world goes crazy. The whole world is buzzing when that guy fights.
He's going to come back and he's going to knock this guy out.
They're going to fight again.
Is that all time? I mean, is that all time, all the guys you have?
Yeah. He has to be.
Yeah. I like Conor too.
Yeah, 100%.
He's a showman.
Yeah. He is.
People come to see the show, so you have to be a showman.
He bring the noise in and out, man.
He sure does.
Conor McGregor,
And the gate. And the pay-per-view.
Yeah, he's the king of pay-per-view when it comes to that
stuff. Top of the food chain.
And some of this liquor, too.
What about Khabib?
Khabib's awesome. Trying to talk him out of retiring, which I never do. I never try to talk people out of retiring, but this guy's the baddest dude in the world. He's the best in the world right now.
Yeah, but who can he fight? He'll beat everybody, right?
Yeah, that's how he feels. You guys tell me, listen, as professional fighters, do you guys feel like, listen, he makes shitloads of money, he's made a ton of money, and he feels like he's levels above all these guys. He's already beat some of the guys in the top, you know, most of the top five. What do? Do you keep fighting?
Or do you retire? I keep fighting until I lose. That's who I am. I fight till I lose.
You got to be a dog. You know what? As fighters, we sign up not for money. We sign up for championship, for glory.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like we want to win.
Foolish stuff.
Silly stuff. Now, in real life, that makes no sense. But that's what you sign up for.
When you do all those things, when that's what you're going after, the money happens. The money comes with it.
Right. I think that guys that sign up, just for the dollar, they don't do good.
That's different. Yeah. I agree with you.
They get knocked out quick and they go out. You know, guys that sign up, they're like, yo, I'm a bad motherfucker. I could beat everybody and they don't play, they go the longest. You know what I mean?
Agree with
and they were like, yo, I want to fight whoever. Money gonna come. Yeah.
And the fans love those guys. Love the fans love that shit. Yeah.
That's like Khabib. Khabib is that kind of guy to me.
You were right. Yeah, You're not wrong.
He takes on all comers at all time. And yeah, I like that guy right there. He be getting it in.
Me too. I hope he sticks around. I'm trying.
This is a beautiful day.
It is. Thank God for this thing right here.
Yeah, we'd be fried.
It'd be a rough fucking day out here without this thing.
We'd all be black.
Do you still go to the gym and work out?
What's that?
Do you still go to the gym?
No, he don't work out. Look at him.
I got a gym right in my office, so it makes it very easy. I've been pretty consistent for the last year. Nothing else to fucking do, right?
Me too. It's so easy for me to just get all the whack with my weight.
Yeah?
So easy. I eat a couple of some meaty stuff, and next thing my ice cream starts to go into effect, and I'll be...
Well, you've been doing great, champ, for the Jones fight, man. Great shape.
Champ been doing good, man. He been doing good. He got his body in tremendous shape. He still looking good, man. I mean... Like, I seen a lot of fighters, like, you know, you go into these 10-week training camps. I remember even back then with me, you go into these long 10-week, 12-week training camps, and you disfigure your body to this, you know, cut-up, chiseled rock. And then after the fight, win, lose, or draw, you just say, some fighters are like, fuck it, man. Like, go to the gym.
Because you don't go to the gym after you take off. I go to the gym 3 times a day when I'm training.
Right.
So now I'm not fighting. I'm just doing chilling around. Anything I eat is going to put on some ounces.
Anything.
A bubble gum, spit, water.
Gotta have that dedication to keep it going.
I saw a video on Instagram where these dudes were driving down the freeway and you were running, doing road work down the freeway, and they were filming you. And how much did you run for that fight?
My first did, I did, I did a mile and a half. My first running day, I did a mile and a half. And then my last running date, I did 6 miles.
Six? Holy shit. Oh, that's legit. How old are you now? 51, 52? 54 years old and got back in shape and running 6 miles.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Still moving.
But I ran the six, but then I walked the three, so that was like 9.5 on the road work I did.
Holy shit.
And he looked amazing in his last fight against Roy Jones. You seen that?
I'm going to go all out in this fight. I mean, it's going to work. Tony, the whole session, just do it all.
How did you feel in there? Did you feel good?
I feel better than I anticipated.
Yeah?
I thought I would be a little nervous than I was. And I was really relaxed.
How did you feel, though? You felt good during the fight? You felt like...
I felt like, wow, I could do some more. I could punch more combinations. I could do this. I could do that. And I said, wow, this is interesting. And I said, well, I want to do it again. And I want to do it with somebody I could go really a little bit all out on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made me interested in wanting to do it again.
Yeah, Roy said your fucking power is still unbelievable.
Yeah. You got to see him in the gym.
I wanted to go the distance. I didn't want to knock nobody out and all that. That's what people expect. I wanted to go the distance and stuff.
You got to see him in the gym, man. He be in there. He be banging stuff up, man. He be looking good.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
I was worried about you, you know, going into that thing. So I'm happy for you.
Listen, if it's anything that I can do, if it's anything in the world, if it's anything I can do, if not, I can fight. That's all I can do.
What were your thoughts, Dana, when you heard Mike was going to win the fight?
I didn't lie. I called him. I told him.
It's crazy.
First of all, let me say this. So somebody asked me. I told him I didn't like it. And then somebody asked me publicly about it at a press conference. And I said, yeah, I don't like it. I, you know, there's Mike Tyson is super famous. There's lots of other ways for him to make money. I don't want to see him get punched in the head anymore, man.
But that, so he feels sorry for me. I can make money. He gets me a job on, what's that thing?
Shark Week.
Shark Week. I go, he really likes me. He really cares about me. Dana really cares. Oh, God, he really cares about my well-being. He's going to leave me. I'd rather fight a lot now I got to be a shark. Oh, he really cared about me.
This really is exactly what happened. So I called him and said, Don't fucking do this, man. Don't do this. This is whatever. I said, listen, I got you a TV show. I got him Shark Week.
Then he's like, said, feed him to the sharks.
Shark Week. So he had to go down and swim with these sharks. And he was, I heard the day that he actually went in and swim, he was super pissed off. And the whole crew was scared that day because Mike didn't want to get in the water with the sharks. And
then they turned the boat off and the boat started rocking. I thought, don't get boat sick.
Oh my God.
And I got to go in the cage getting boat sick. So I said, I'd rather a shark eat me out of the cage. I can't, I'm getting claustrophobic in the cage. Oh, I'm dying. I'm throwing up like a dog.
So then somebody asked me at a press conference about it, and I said, listen, I don't like it. I don't want him to do it and this and that. So then he called me. He's like, listen, man, you and me are friends. We've been friends for a long time. I'm a grown-ass man. If I want to fucking fight, I'm going to fight. Don't be fucking negative about my fight, you know. And I said, you know what? You're right. You won't hear a fucking peep out of me again.
But it's all good, though. But it's all good for Karen, though.
Like, what did you think when I watched the fight?
When I watched the fight, I thought he looked really fucking good.
But listen, though. Forget that, though. Listen to this world. How old am I? Again, 54. They're wanting me $100 million for fighting it. And you think I'm going to say no?
Yeah.
That's more than I got fighting them for championship. Then they're going to tell me no? Come on, please. Right. I'd love to fight you. I'd love to.
It's true, though. It's true.
I really love to. Can you believe that stuff? 20, that shit is fucking
I love
joke.
The guy. I just, you know, I love the guy. I just have this thing, man. When you get to a certain age, it's just tough to perform at a level that you did when you were younger. And there's no reason he can make money anywhere. He can make money doing anything. But he's not wrong. I will admit, it's, you know, when you get offered that kind of money, it's hard to fucking turn it down to do something you've been good at your entire life.
Your whole life, yeah.
Because I never thought about doing all these years. I could have done this stuff. But then somebody said, I said, hey, I can get this to charity. I can make this bigger than what it really was. And that's really why I wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike always had a good. Mike always
you
got
care
a good
about me, so you put me on fucking Shark Week.
Yeah, he's like, you feed me to the sharks.
I thought it was Shark Week. Listen, no, listen.
Danica, don't fight.
No.
Get fed to the sharks.
No, Dad. I thought he said Shark. I thought he said Shark Tank.
Right, oh,
I thought it was a Shark Tank talking to people, trying to sell Tyson Ranch.
He said,
or something.
No, get in the cage. He said, get in the cage. Dodge the shark. Dodge it.
No, put him to sleep. I have to put the shark to sleep.
Oh, shit.
That was fucking funny.
Then he said, no fighting. Get fed to the sharks. It's better.
Yeah. I tell the guy, if I get bit, I'm going to kill you, motherfucker. They had to call my wife to tell him no, they'd be too aggressive.
The whole crew was fucking terrified that day.
I was crying.
Mike was so pissed.
Yeah, I was crying. I was pissed. I was throwing up.
I'm fucking crying right now. Oh God. It was hilarious.
Hilarious.
I thought he said Shark Tank. He said Shark Week.
Hilarious. State of the UFC, where you want to see it go in the next few years?
As the country and the world starts to open up, going to more territories that we've never been in. Right now we have three champions from Africa. Well, two. And what's his name has the opportunity to become Francis. A champion, heavyweight, against Stipe Ngannou. And I want to do a fight in Africa. Mm. So planning that whole thing out right now. And so
you in talks already? You working?
Continue to go into places that we've never been and build the brand and build the sport and build new talent.
The furthest part of the world where no one has a place called Tristan da Cunha. The furthest part of the world.
Tristan da Cunha?
Yeah, the furthest part of the world.
Mm.
You can't go no further. End of the earth. End of the world.
Wow.
I think only 203 people live there.
What?
Wow.
Tristan da Cunha.
Tristan
da Cunha. It's 2.5 day... boat ride from Cape Town, South Africa.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
The most isolated place in the world.
Considered a part of Africa? Like an African island?
I don't think so. It's had its own island. It has some, I have to look at, it's between South Africa and it's in the middle of India. It's just some creepy shit. But it's just beautiful because these people, nobody know these people. They don't have no television. They don't know nobody.
Just imagine living in a town or a city just known as the end of the earth.
Right.
That's kind of like...
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
You can't go no further.
Right. Like this is it. It don't go nowhere else.
And there's only 200 people there.
That's rough.
We grew up in a building with 200 people in the building.
That's rough.
That's scary.
No television, no radio, no electricity.
Wow.
Very little. Yeah, they have a water system, I believe. Certain amount of electricity for certain parts of the area for a certain time. It's just very nomadic.
Pretty cool, man. Pretty cool.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
I'm
no
stay
way.
Here. I'm going to stay here with Dana and go to the UFC fights, man. That's it.
Yeah. I'll take a pass on that place.
Yeah. And Indonesia somewhere. That Bali's pretty hot, too.
I haven't been to Bali yet. Bora Bora I've been to, but I've never been to Bali. You been to Bali?
No, I've been to... What's the
Bora
town,
Bora?
Town next to... What's next to Indonesia?
Fiji?
No, there's another island right next to Indonesia.
Next to Indonesia.
Shit, I don't know.
Malaysia?
Malaysia?
Yeah. I've been there.
Malaysia's down there by Thailand and
Thailand. Yeah, yeah, I've just been down there. I've been around there. There's a lot of time around there.
Mm. Dope. All right. But Dana, thanks for having me.
Where are you gonna go right now? When you leave us, what are you gonna do? What are you?
I'm gonna go right back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Go right back to work.
That's what I do.
I go to work every fucking day. I get to work at 8:30 and I stay there till 7 at night every day.
Fuck.
Okay.
True diligence on your job. That's right. That's right.
Gotta make the
dedication.
Gotta make the donut.
Dedication. Yeah. Dedicated to what
Come
you
on,
do.
Come on, take That's us cool. out, Zabby.
Now we have it here with Dana White.
Thank you. Good to see you.
We out of here. I'm Zab Judah,
and I'm Mike Tyson. Thank you, Dana, for the time here, brother. I love
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me. Love you too, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, people, for watching.
Good to see you, Zab.
Yeah.
Hot boxing.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.